The walls crashed down and the soldiers stormed in, replacing bricks with leather boots and stones with clenched fists. The dissonance died down, but the dust hung for endless moments, dimming the light and stinging the eyes. Yet Jacob did not need to see. He knew why they were here, what they had come for. A figure, tall and broad, stepped into view, his hair and uniform as black as the long shadow he cast across the room. His fists were not clasped, but the anger was still there, pouring out of the cracks and crevices of his crooked face. Everyone could recognize him, even in darkness. Especially in darkness. Everyone knew his name. Domas. Yet not everyone knew what he was.
"You are accused of smuggling amulets," Domas said.
He paced to and fro restlessly until the very floor began to recognize him. The light from the oil lamp flickered on his face, creating and killing lots of little shadows. Those shadows made him look inhuman, but under any other light, he looked like everybody else. Jacob remembered when he was first told about them by his father. "They are like you and I. They walk among us." "What evidence do you have?" Jacob asked, hoping they would not search the bookcase, hoping they would not scour his soul. Domas drew close, seizing Jacob by the collar.
"I don't need evidence."
Jacob parried Domas's glower with his own. He felt like responding, like snapping or biting, even though he knew it would not help. It would make him feel better for the briefest of moments, and then, as the soldiers responded with their fists, it would make him feel much worse. The words of his father haunted him like a demon. "In time, they will replace us."
"Take him to the hold,"
Domas barked to one of his commanders. He turned to leave, but halted as something caught his eye.
"Open your hand," he ordered.
"It's a bit late to shake it."
"Open your hand," Domas repeated.
He did not need to give a warning. His tone gave enough. Jacob offered his left hand, which was empty.
"A clown as well as a smuggler," Domas said. "Your other hand."
Jacob reluctantly loosened his grip on the tiny bag of coils he was holding, his all-too-meager payment for smuggling an amulet into the city. Domas snatched it from his grasp.
"You won't be needing this," he said. "In the hold, the rent is free."
The soldiers seized Jacob and pulled him outside, where a mechanized wagon waited, one of the many vehicles the regime used to transport its forces and its prisoners. In moments, Jacob was hauled up and hurled into the back of the war wagon, where he banged his head against the iron walls. He heard the cogs and pistons start up, and he heard the roar of the furnace and the rhythm of the wheels. The smell of coal and smoke filled his nostrils and seeped into his lungs, until finally he faded off into a halfway place between the waking world and dreams, where he imagined what things might have been like if the demons had not come here, if the regime had not gained power.